జయ రాధా మాధవ జయ కుంజ బిహారీ గోపీజన వల్లభ గిరివరాధారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ జయ కుంజ బిహారీ గోపీజన వల్లభ గిరివరాధారీ యశోదనందనా బ్రజ జనరంజన యమునా తీరవనచారి జయ కుంజ బిహారీ యశోదనందనా బ్రజ జనరంజన యమునా తీరవనచారి జయ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ జయ కుంజ బిహారీ గోపీజన వల్లభ గిరివరాధారీ ధర్మశీల హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి శిల ప్రభుపాదికి సామవేద గౌరవభక్తవృందికి ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయ. భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపాకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. We are reading from Canto 4, Chapter 27, Attack by Chandavega on the city of Puranjan, text number 14. Gandharvyastadrishirasya maitunyascha sita sita parivritya vilumpanti sarvakama vinirmitam gandharvyastadrishir asya maitunyascha sita sita parivritya vilumpanti sarvakama vinirmitam gandharvyastatrishir asya maitunyascha sita sita parivritya vilumpanti sarvakama vinirmitam. Mataji's what to what meaning? Gandharvya, Gandharvis, Tadrishi, similarly, Asya of Chandavega, Maitunya, companions for sexual intercourse, Cha, also, Sita, white, Sita, black, Parivritya, by surrounding, Vilumpanti, they plundered, Sarva Kama, all kinds of desirable objects, Vinirmitam, manufactured. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Along with Chandavega, were as many female Gandharvis as there were soldiers, and all of them repetitively plundered all the paraphernalia for sense enjoyment. Purport. The days have been compared to the soldiers of Chandavega. Night is generally a time for sex enjoyment. Days are considered to be white and nights are considered to be black. Or from another point of view, there are two kinds of nights, black nights and white nights. All these days and nights combine to pass away our span of life and everything we manufacture for sense gratification. Material activity means manufacturing things for sense gratification. Scientists are conducting research to find out how we can satisfy our senses more and more elaborately. In this Kali Yuga, the demonic mentality is employed in manufacturing various machines to facilitate the process of sense gratification. There are so many machines for ordinary household activities. There are machines for washing dishes, cleansing the floor, shaving, clipping hair. Today everything is done by machine. All these facilities for sense gratification are described in this verse as sarva kama vinirmitam. The time factor, however, is so strong that not only is our span of life being expended, but all the machines and facilities for sense gratification are deteriorating. Therefore, in this verse, the word vilumpanti, plundering, is used. Everything is being plundered from the very beginning of our lives. This plundering of our positions and lifespan begins with the day of our birth. One day will come when death will finish everything, and the living entity will have to enter another body to begin another chapter of life and again begin the cycle of material sense gratification. Prahlad Maharaj describes this process as puna punas charvita charvananam. Materialistic life means chewing the chewed again and again. The central point of material life is sense gratification. In different types of bodies, the living entities enjoys various senses, and through creating various type of facilities, he chews the chewed. Whether we squeeze sugar out of the sugar cane with our teeth or a machine, the result is the same, sugar cane juice. We may discover many ways to squeeze the juice out of the sugar cane, but the result is the same. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Mena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratsve Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Upesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, please forgive me. Grace Govind Prabhu was supposed to give class and somehow Prabhuji could not come. So I have been told to give this class just some time back. So Krishna fulfills all our material desires. So I have a lot of desire to speak and all. So that's why I think I have been chosen. Actually, there are many more qualified devotees who can speak. So I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas so that I can speak whatever I heard from Guru Sadhu and Shastas. So Here, Prabhupada is explaining in the beginning how people are wasting their time. Days and nights are going on, but they are just wasting their time in sense gratification. So, Srimad Bhagavatam also says, Ayur Harati Vaipumshan Udyanastad Janaso. Tasyarte Ekshano Nito Uttama Shloka Vartaya. So, those who spend their days and nights in just sense gratification, they are just wasting their time. But for those who use that time in glorifying the Lord, for them, the time doesn't affect them. So, a living entity, instead of being grateful to Lord for giving this existence, right? If Krishna wants those living entities who rebelled against him, he could have just given them some very horrible form of life with great suffering. So human beings, instead of being grateful for getting the human form of life and engaging that life in service of Lord, so instead of that they are just engaging in sense gratification. They are just wasting their life. So when we realize that how Krishna is the source of everything, he's the supreme master, aham bija pradapita, he is our supreme father and he owns us, right? So every bit of our life should be offered at the lotus feet of the Lord in his service. So a devotee has to sincerely engage himself in the service of the Lord. So understanding that how life is temporary and death can come at any time. So sometimes when we when we are very young, we feel that death may not come, or still time is there, sufficient time is there, so let us wait. But we see that even young people also die many times. Gaurang Prabhu was once telling that there was one boy who was coming to their programs. So after the exams, they invited him for a class. But at the same time, some of his friends called him for a party. So he decided to go to that party instead of coming to the Association of Devotees. So in that party, he somehow drank and he started dancing in the club. And suddenly he got heart attack and he died on the spot. He was a student. So Prabhuji was telling that at least if he had come to the class and if he had danced in the kirtan, if suppose he died there, at least he would have got better birth. But instead, because he went there and danced, he had to suffer. So even we see devotees, even in our ashram, what is that Prabhu's name, I forgot, Mahapurush Prabhu, suddenly he got heart attack and within few minutes he left body. Even our Divyadev Prabhu few years back, he was going in a bus and suddenly there was a accident and he left the body on the spot. So when we are young, sometimes we forget that death can come at any time. When we are going down the stairs, we can slip. When we are in bathroom, we can slip. Suddenly accident can happen. So many ways one can die. So that's why we said life is a preparation and death is a examination. So His Holiness Bhaktitid Maharaj, he writes an article on dying before you die. It's a very wonderful article which we can contemplate and try to apply in our lives. So he says that a devotee should prepare every day as if it is the last day of his life. When he gets up in the morning, he can think that Krishna is so kind, he has given me one more day to live. Because of my past sinful acts, maybe I should die. But Krishna gave me one more day, so let me be grateful. So let me engage this whole day in his service. So if this is my last day, so how seriously I should do all my devotional activities, right? Right from chanting the holy names. How seriously I will be chanting if I know. Parikshit Maharaj was fortunate that he at least knew he had 7 days. Prabhupada says, we don't know. It can be 7 minutes. It can be one day also. So, how seriously we should engage ourselves if we know that this is our last day, right? So in that consciousness, we'll chant very seriously. At the same time, while dealing with Vaishnavas, we'll be careful. Because if we offend Vaishnavas, we can't go to the spiritual world. We should have proper service attitude, right? So like that, if we start preparing, then he says that in that consciousness, if one starts preparing, so he will be so well prepared that he will be dead to this material world even before he dies. So dying before you die means he is dead to this material world, means all his material attachments are gone. He is fully pure. He is ready to go to the spiritual world. That is dying before you die. So just like a student, he is given a date of exam. This is the day. So he prepares himself, right? If it is 6 months, he starts preparing. Some may prepare last 1 week, but in general, good students, they prepare right from beginning, right? Because those who prepare at the end, they may fail many times, right? So, but one who prepares right from beginning, there is good chance of passing, right? So, but the exam of death is such a thing that we never know the date of exam. It can come any time, any situation. Exams generally are in the day. You don't see exams in the night. Very rarely. But this exam of death can come any time. The day, the night, and in any situation. While eating or anything. Some people die in bathroom also. Suddenly they get heart attack. So anything can happen in any situation. So one should be ready. In any situation, right? So, if one understands that death is going to come at any situation, in any situation, so how well one should be prepared, right? Unless he is well prepared, only a student who is well prepared, he will be able to pass the exam at any time, in any situation, right? Even if you wake him up in the night, you may be able to write, right? So, but then someone is not well prepared, he'll obviously fail. So, at the end of, before we sleep, we can also think, am I really prepared? If suddenly I'll die, am I free from all the anarthas? Am I completely remembering Lord? Will I be able to remember Lord? So how much am I attached to Lord? So all these things we can think. So with a serious note, one can take rest before he's, so that at least in the morning when he gets up, again he can prepare himself nicely. So in that consciousness, if one starts preparing himself, so His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was telling, one day surely that time of death will come. We don't know that, but Krishna knows. So when that day of death surely will come one day, so because he is well prepared right from beginning, so even when the day of death comes, he is ready. Because every day he is preparing himself, right, in that mood. So even when the time of death comes, he's not at all disturbed or affected, right? A student who is well prepared is ever ready, right? So that's why Krishnan Prabhu says that two things we should always remember: death and Krishna, Krishna and death. Because when we remember death, then we get a sense of urgency. Otherwise, we are quite complacent, right? So generally, when death comes, then we will be very urgent. That urgency comes, and we should understand that it's not so easy to remember Lord at the time of death. It's not that okay, somehow I am chanting, so just like that I'll remember Lord very easily. So I have my practical experience in my own life. Once I was going on bike with one of my friend long back. So I was chanting backside Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So suddenly some vehicle had come and opposite side. So he took little left side, but because he was going fastly, it skidded, and we you know, the bike skidded for some time, and then we hit one poles kind of thing. So I had, it hit me strongly on my shoulder, one of the shoulders. So I very very much remember that I was chanting when actually there was a miss when we were traveling, but when this incident happened, so I completely forgot. I was like, oh, what is happening? Then actually when it hit me, I was remembering my mother. I called Amma in Telugu. Amma means tell mother. So I was loudly calling and, you know, remembering her. But then I thought something is wrong here. So then I understood, actually I think we are supposed to remember Krishna. So then I was trying to remember. But then I understood that it's not so easy. We may chant ritualistically, but the actual test actually comes when we are in some testing situations, and especially death. So Prabhupada also says a parrot also can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But then when you catch the neck, ka, 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 it will make noise, right? So death is like that, catching our neck, right? So it's not easy. So that's why a sincere sadhaka has to prepare himself very seriously. He should feel that it's a very important thing. I should not be complacent. So one who prepares in that consciousness, he'll be prepared for the time of death. Then Prabhupada in this purport is talking about material activity means manufacturing things for sense gratification. So scientists are conducting research and finding out newer and newer ways to satisfy our senses elaborately. And they are, Prabhupada is mentioning how they are finding machines for washing dishes, cleansing the floor, so many ways. All these are just for sense gratification. So actually we see that as they are making material advancement, they are just finding out newer and newer machines for everything. And because of this, people are becoming lazy, right? Anyway, machine kar dega. Why I am required? Everything is automated, right? So I'll just sit in sofa and relax, right? So we see that because of that, people are actually suffering. People become obese and they have a lot of diseases, right? But in the past, if you see, somebody may say that no, see, our time energy is saved, right? But the fact is, we can see how the diseases are increasing, right? So many problems people are facing nowadays, right? And because they have extra time, so they use that in sense gratification, watching TV and all the such things, right? Idle mind is devil's workshop, Maya's workshop. So that's what Maya will make us engage in sense gratification, right? So, and people are amazed how these scientists are finding these machines, how great they are, how they are removing all our miseries. People appreciate. But Prabhupada mentions that actually one should be amazed by Krishna's creation, how Krishna is supreme scientist, how he has made this wonderful machine. Our body itself, Krishna says, Yantrarudani Maya. This itself is a machine. Can anyone ever make a eye? See how complex is the eye itself. Even one organ in our body, nobody can make this eye. It's so complex. Can anyone make a tongue or ear, nose? No, somehow scientists made some artificial robot. Maybe 1 year back or so, right? So, and they are advertising so much. If you just remove the battery, it will just lie. It can't do anything, right? And they are so proud. Then what to speak of Krishna's creation? He has made so many machines, millions of machines, not only human being, even a small ant. If you observe a small ant, how amazing it is, how it is moving, how it has that tiny legs, so many, and it's moving here, there, right? And then we can see in the creation how wonderfully it is arranged by Lord, right? If you just plant some plant, it gives so many flowers of so many varieties, right? So many different smells, so many colors. And you just plant a mango and plant, you get such a wonderful fruit, so sweet, right? If you dig earth, nothing will come. If you start eating it, you will just spit it, right? But see how wonderfully Krishna has organized the creation. So, one should be amazed by Krishna's creation. One should be attracted by Krishna rather than this foolish scientist, right? So, Prabhupada also said, like the yogis, they have certain siddhis. After lot of tapasya and all yoga, they could get some siddhis by which they could walk on water, or with prapti siddhi they get some things from somewhere. But Prabhupada said, what is so great about that? If you want an apple, go and buy. You'll get in maybe 20-30 rupees now. Right, somebody is walking on water, just pay some 10-15 rupees, he'll cross you across that river. So just for 3 rupees, so just telling 3 rupees is sufficient. So yeah, so why to spend so much time just to get few siddhis like that, right? So instead of that, one can spend his time in serving Lord, right? That will give him eternal siddhi. He'll go to the spiritual world where he'll be completely be happy, right? So one should be amazed by Krishna's creation. Even our own body, how wonderfully Lord has organized this. So many different organs, they are so wonderfully cooperating with each other and working, right? So in that way, if one sees the whole creation, then one will be amazed that how wonderfully Krishna has organized this, right? And one will be attracted by Krishna. So even the scientists, whatever they are finding, they are creating, ultimately you should understand that Krishna is only giving them the intelligence, Matta Smriti Jnanam Apohamsa. And all the materials which they use are also coming from Krishna, right? Once one student asked me a question that If I get first rank in the school, why I should give credit to Krishna? Why I should give credit to God? I worked hard. I spent all the time in studying. So why I should ever give credit to God? It seems to be quite logical question, good question. So I said, see, Newton, he found this laws of gravitation, right? So, yeah, we can appreciate him for finding that. But who made those laws exist in the nature, first of all? Because they are existing in the nature, that's why Newton was able to find, na? Suppose it didn't exist, did Newton create it? Newton didn't create it. They are already existing in the nature. So that's why Newton was able to find it, right? So I said we should not only appreciate Newton, but we should actually appreciate Lord Krishna for actually making those laws exist in the nature, right? So same way, yeah, we'll appreciate you for getting good rank. But there are so many people involved. First of all, God gave you this body by which you are able to study. He gave you eyes, He gave you brain to remember, to study. Like that, if you go on saying, He gave you sunlight, water, food, right? Even after giving all this, you are able to study, right? And He gave you parents. Suppose you don't have good parents, then you will never study also. He gave you teachers. And who gave that knowledge? From where is that knowledge coming? The books which you are studying, it's not your knowledge, right? It's coming from Krishna. So in every aspect, if you see, ultimately God is involved, Krishna is involved. So ultimate credit should go to Krishna, right? Yeah, and also one can appreciate all the other people and also show gratitude to them also, because they all were instruments of God, right? They all also helped in getting that good rank. So one who appreciates or is grateful to all these people and ultimately God, he'll be humble. Otherwise, just because one got first rank, he'll be so proud. Oh, see, I got first rank. See how great I am, right? We may not say, but sometimes we may not say externally also, but in our mind it will keep on going. It will go on. Even as devotees, when we do something wonderful, externally we may act very humbly, but inside our mind keeps on saying that, see how wonderful you are. You are like this, you are like that. So actually one should contemplate on how Krishna and all the devotees are involved in getting this success. And when failure comes, we should take the whole credit for ourselves, because it's not that time we blame God that, oh, because of, you know, Krishna and all these devotees, that's why I failed. Not like that. That time we should actually see how, although they are providing so many facilities, still I am not putting my best or I am not doing anything. So generally we are other way around. When failure comes, we blame. And when success comes, we take all the credit. So like that. And here in the next part of the purport, Prabhupada is telling about the central point of material life is sense gratification. And this is nothing but punas charvita charvananam. One is repeatedly chewing the chewed. And he is telling that sugarcane juice, whether it is taken without teeth or with a machine, it is the same. Ultimately, you get sugarcane juice. Means, so what is he pointing out is that ultimately, sense gratification, whether you do normally or through a sophisticated way, it is the same thing. So one should know that the sense gratification is temporary and illusory. No matter what type of sense gratification you have, it's all temporary, right? With the time of death, it will go away. All our material attachments, whatever we are attached to, it will not be there. right? And also, it's all illusory. It's based on the bodily conception of life, aham ameti. But Krishna or devotional service, it is eternal and it's real, right? So one may be attached to one's family members, wealth, but ultimately it will not exist. It's all illusory. But Krishna, Krishna is always there. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir gnanam aponaham cha. So Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, Bhoktaram ekna tapasam sarva loka maheshram surudam sarva bhutanam gnatvamam shantirachati. So Krishna is our best friend. Prahlad also, in the 7th canto, if you see the teachings of Prahlad and Narada Muni, many times they talk about this, how Lord Krishna is our best friend. Why? Because he is so intimately connected with the soul. He is just lying within our heart, just beside you. So anybody you are at, you think that somebody is your best friend, how long can he stay with us? Maybe a few years. But many times we see they leave, right? After some time they are not there, right? But Lord is always there, so intimately connected with us, life after life. We may not realize it. We may not completely be oblivious. Even as devotees, hardly we may be thinking or conscious of the super soul, right? We are completely oblivious to his presence. But Lord is fully anxious. He is anxiously waiting for all of us. Prabhupada writes that Lord is more anxious for us he is anxiously waiting for us to go to the spiritual world, come back to the spiritual world. Then our showing eagerness to go to the spiritual world. So he is so eagerly waiting for all of us. So when we just show little interest, then immediately Lord arranges. Through his super soul network, he arranges, just like for our Dhruva or even for Parikshit, he arranged. So same way Lord arranges devotees to come in our life to help us. So one should understand that Lord is our best friend. He is always available 24/7, life after life. Is anyone available like that? Even if some best friend is there, if you want to approach him in night, what he'll say? Arey, get lost. You don't understand, and I am taking rest. Don't disturb. He'll be fed up, right? And nobody can be so committed because they themselves are busy, right? They have so many other responsibilities. But Krishna is fully available exclusively to each one of us. Amazing, no? No one in this world can say that he is exclusively available for us always, right? But Krishna can eternally reciprocate with each one of us exclusively. Isn't it amazing? So that's what we are aiming at, right? So everybody has that eternal relation, Jivere Swarupoi, Krishnaira Nityadas. And in five rasas, one can actually reciprocate with Krishna in that way, very intimately. So Krishna is fully available with all his potencies, with all his power. He is fully accessible and he is telling loudly, shouting and telling, I am here, I am available in this way, in that way, so many ways. In so many ways, we can access Krishna in hundreds of ways, through deities, through holy name, through the association, through Bhagavatam, through hundreds and hundreds of ways, through so many deities, right? But then the living entity is so blind to the causeless mercy of Lord. He is completely ignorant, oblivious to this wonderful mercy of the Lord which is available. So at least as devotees we should realize that how Lord has so wonderfully, how Lord is so mercifully available to all of us in so many numerous ways and means, right? So we should take advantage of this wonderful opportunity, right? So only when we take this opportunity with a grateful heart, then we will be able to absorb that mercy which we are getting. Then as I said in the beginning, we will be able to prepare ourselves for the time of death, right? That's how we will be able to prepare ourselves. Otherwise, if we are completely oblivious to His causeless mercy available in so many numerous ways, then obviously one may, one's heart may be completely dry. He may never feel that mercy of Lord. He may be frustrated and he will never be prepared in his life to face death. So today we just discussed how one should prepare himself for the time of death, how one should die before he dies, and then we discussed how scientists are making different machines for sense gratification, and how one should actually appreciate the supreme scientist, Lord Krishna, and how for materialists, sense gratification is the center of life. But as devotees, one should realize how Krishna is actually should be the center of our life, and how His mercy is so much available in our lives. Only we should take this opportunity which is available to us. So thank you very much. So all of you, please pray that I can apply whatever we discussed today. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samveda Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai. Hare Krishna.